أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you doing?
الحمد لله, I'm good.
How's your day?
الحمد لله, it's good. Firstly, I'd like to say جزاك الله خير for giving me your time today and giving the viewers your time today. May Allah, inshallah, let this benefit not only me, not only you, but all of the viewers.
Ameen, ya
Allah. Ameen.
Ameen.
My first question for you today is, what motivated you to move from Birmingham to Egypt?
First of all, I would like to thank the brothers. I think it started off 3 years ago where I started practicing Islam. Mm. And that is when I started seeking knowledge. Oh. Whenever I got deep into Islam, I always asked the question, what's the right aqidah? Who should I follow? And I always had a problem with that. So I was like to myself, I need to start studying Arabic. And that motivated me to study Arabic. Not only for that, only to understand the Quran as well. Because that's the most important thing as a Muslim. So yeah.
Second question is, how did you prepare for the move and what resources did you find most helpful?
So alhamdulillah, I had it quite easy because my brother, what kind of mention is it?
I'll blur it out, don't worry.
So I had it quite easy, alhamdulillah. So through your brother, he helped me quite a lot.
What was the biggest challenge you faced?
Yeah.
When you were moving to Cairo?
No challenges.
Allah Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. That's it, yeah. But what about when it came to speaking? Because I know amongst your current friendship group that I'm aware of, it seems like you and are the ones who find the most difficult speaking.
I think, yeah, understanding and trying to speak to, the locals is quite hard. And just understanding the locals was quite hard. But other than that, everything was quite easy.
So when it came to the locals, speaking to the locals, how did you cope with that?
Mainly just use Google Translator to communicate with them. But that was the main,
resource
that I use, yeah.
How did you find a suitable accommodation?
Alhamdulillah, I had it quite easy since, like I said before, I had two of my brothers that already were in Egypt, and alhamdulillah, through them, I got my accommodation. Alhamdulillah.
I am coming to Cairo. What advice would you give me when choosing an apartment?
Choosing an apartment is definitely move to Hayashar, because that is the closest to all the markazes, all the local shops, and also it's just a great area as well in terms of like having all the shops around you, markazes around you, everything is convenient. So definitely I would recommend you to move Hayashar. Yeah.
Okay. What was your experience with the cost of living in Egypt compared to Birmingham?
I think it was a big difference.
Okay.
And just everything in general, everything in Egypt is quite cheap. Food wise, rent wise, everything. It was like a big shock because it was unexpected. Alhamdulillah.
It's
a big difference though.
How much would you say a quick meal would cost?
A quick meal that
you would usually order?
Well, I would usually order, I would say cost me an average about £3 to £4.
Okay.
£3.
Is that a meal or a day?
That is a meal. Oh, in a day?
Yeah.
No, that is a meal.
That's
but
a meal.
That is quite expensive, I would say.
Okay.
For Egypt. But in average, I would say it would cost everyone in general, if you're a bit sensible, cost you about £1 to £2 per
meal.
A meal. Yeah.
Ooh, that's very cheap.
It's quite cheap compared to the UK. where you order a meal, like a Smashburger, it will cost you around £15.
SubhanAllah.
And it's a big difference. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. How did you handle cultural differences and integrate into the local community?
I think the biggest difference I would say is, I would mainly say the people and the language and also just the street.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a bit crazy down here compared to the UK, where it's more, everyone obeys to the law.
Yeah.
But in Egypt, no one obeys to the law. SubhanAllah. Okay. But yeah, I would say the language is a big difference.
Okay. How did you manage your finances during the transition period?
The way I managed it is, the first month was quite hard, I can't lie. Mm. The first month, I spent quite a lot. I would say food. Just, you can get much cheaper food in Egypt.
Would you say you easily fell into the trap of ordering a lot of food?
I didn't fell into the trap, yeah. Ordering a lot of food, because as you know, in Egypt it's quite cheap, and I ordered quite a lot for the first month because it gets so addictive and you think it's cheap, but when you keep buying it and then you count it all up, you just expensive. You realise it's quite expensive.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah.
What steps did you take to ensure your safety and security in a new country?
I did my research before I came to Egypt. I went on YouTube, I went on Google, I went on Reddit, and also I asked brothers around how I should be safe in Egypt. And alhamdulillah, just be careful anywhere you go. And even if they say it's safe, just, you know, you never know what can happen. So.
Have you got any safety advice for people who are moving to Cairo?
So I would recommend definitely move to Hayy Ashr, because I would say Hayy Ashr is where a lot of foreigners come, and all these foreigners that come to Egypt come for one purpose, is to study the Quran and Arabic. And someone that has an intention to study the Quran and Arabic will always have a good intention. So alhamdulillah, you can be safe around them. So I definitely recommend moving to Hayy Ashr.
Okay, next question is, how did you find and connect with other expats or locals for support?
Like I said, I had it easy, alhamdulillah. I had two of my brothers that were already coming to Egypt. But for anyone else, I would recommend you finding someone that has been in Egypt, so they can give you all these tips and advice, and what step you should do, what cautions you should take. And I definitely recommend you find someone that already been to Egypt and has moved back. But if you cannot do that and you have questions about Egypt and you don't know where to start, you don't know what step to take, I definitely recommend a video on YouTube. It's called, if I remember, it's called Seeking Knowledge in Egypt, along the lines. I'm not sure by who, but it's two brothers in the car. If you go on YouTube and you write,
is it
studying.
Abdulrahman Hassan.
Is it the two brothers that are driving? Exactly.
Okay.
Them two brothers. Yani, alhamdulillah, through that video, it helped me a lot. Yani, they tell you everything about Egypt, what step you should take, where you can start your journey, what precautions you have to take, everything. What markers they recommend you. Yani, subhanAllah.
I have a question, What markers would you recommend?
It all depends on you, what you want to study.
Okay.
Depends on your Arabic level as well. Depends what your goal is, all of that. So, yani, for me personally, I would recommend everyone starting off with I recommend two markazes. I'll say Lisan Al Arab.
Okay.
There's a new Badr. I mean, there's a new markaz that has opened about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Al Badr Institute. Also, I would recommend Fajr, but Fajr is more to the expensive side.
Mm.
And they're charging quite a lot. But okay. Alhamdulillah, with any of these markazes, it will help you.
What are the biggest advantages of living in Egypt? What do you say?
Advantages is seeking knowledge.
Mm.
Also, just learning the Arabic language. Even the people of Saudi, they tell you to go to Egypt to study the Arabic language. And subhanAllah, Egypt is just full of teachers, full of
shuyukh,
everything in general. Allows the people that are seeking knowledge in Egypt.
It's a good environment for seeking knowledge.
Definitely.
What do you miss most about Birmingham?
I would say my family. Definitely my family. My family is...
How do you cope with homesickness then?
Homesickness. Yeah, alhamdulillah, I haven't had homesickness yet.
Alhamdulillah.
It's just because I'm living with two brothers that I already know. And alhamdulillah, they make me feel like I'm home.
How have you found the healthcare system in Egypt? Or you haven't used it all yet?
I haven't used it personally.
Okay.
But it's not a bad place. Like, I know brothers that has taken medical advice from doctors in Egypt.
Mm.
And alhamdulillah, they had no issues with it.
Are there a lot of pharmaceutical drugs?
Yes, there's plenty.
And are they cheap?
They're quite cheap. Okay. Compared to the UK,
okay,
it's quite cheap.
Okay, sounds good.
Do you recommend private healthcare or is the public healthcare system good?
Personally, I'm not too sure of that. But from brothers that I know, using the public healthcare is there's no issue with that, and it's also a cheaper alternative.
What advice would you give to someone considering a move to Egypt?
Is your intention.
Mm.
Definitely have the right intention. If you're coming here with the wrong intention, it's definitely not the place for you. Definitely come here with the intention of learning the Arabic language for the sake of Allah.
Mm.
If it's not for the sake of Allah, definitely it's the wrong place to come.
Oh, very good. How did you handle language barriers, if any?
I relied on Google Translator. And also, alhamdulillah, I had it easy. Like I said, my brothers helped me. Any help I needed, I just called them up. They helped me translate it. But alhamdulillah, yeah, I mostly relied on Google Translator.
How accurate would you say Google Translator is?
Mm.
And if for me, not a problem. I never had issue with it, so I wouldn't know if it's accurate because I'm still trying to learn Arabic myself. But I never had an issue with Arabic with Google Translator.
What has been your experience with transportation in Egypt?
And it's quite easy, so I rely on Uber, and Uber is quite easy, quite cheap,
mm.
And it, going from, let's say, from Medina to Nas to, let's say, Giza, which is about 40 minutes apart, it cost me about £2.50.
Huh?
£2 to £2.50. That is like a 40-minute drive. And yeah, alhamdulillah.
£2.50.
Transportation in UK.
Saudi
Riyal. Like that. Egyptian pound.
Egyptian pound,
which is £2, £2.50.
In the UK, British pounds.
In UK, British pounds.
SubhanAllah. 40-minute journey, yeah?
40-minute journey.
SubhanAllah.
If cheap. Even. Probably, you could probably find it cheaper. Okay. But, yeah. I mainly use Uber for my transportations.
Have you ever used tuk-tuk before?
I've used tuk-tuk before. But I find it difficult using tuk-tuk myself.
Yeah.
Because of the language barrier.
Sure.
So, but definitely tuk-tuk is much cheaper to go around the locals. Mm. But me mainly, I just use Uber because there's no language required. You can literally just book the location and yeah.
Oh, about it. How do you spend your free time and what local activities do you enjoy?
In my free time, I mostly play football with my friends.
Mm.
Or
striker, yeah?
Yeah, a striker.
Just imagine you blast on the wall.
Well, yeah, just football, boxing, or just going out with my friends. And yeah.
Long better. How has the move impacted your personal and how has the move impacted your personal and professional life?
Definitely a lot. Any my intentions, just for everything, the way I see the world, the way even my parents have realized the way I put myself out there.
Looking back, what would you have done differently before coming here?
Use my time wisely, as in I should have started everything early on.
Mm.
And I should have pre-planned everything. As soon as I arrived to Egypt, I just started going out, experiencing new, you know, new places and experiencing all these malls.
Mm.
And as soon as you land to Egypt, is just try to settle down and try getting your Quran done, try getting your Marcus is booked.
Mm.
But yeah, just use your time wisely.
And how's the process of booking a Marcus?
Very easy.
Very easy. Very,
and subhanAllah, it only took me about 5 minutes to apply for a Marcus.
Walk us through the actual practical step. How do you do it?
And it's quite easy. Just you go to the Marcus, you tell them you want to apply for the Marcus.
Mm.
It's okay. This is how much it costs.
Mm.
Do you have your passport on you?
Mm.
You say yes, you give them the passport. They do it for you.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Easy. It's quite easy. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. How much would you say a student should save for a year?
For a year?
Mm. What would you say?
I would say minimum have about 4,000 to 5,000.
Okay.
Some brothers say have 3 to 5, 3 to 4. Some brothers say 2 to 3 is enough.
Mm.
But for me personally, just having minimum of 5 grand is just to be on the safe side.
And if that's the case, what would you be spending roughly? 300 to 400 a month, would you say?
I would say, yeah, exactly 300 to 400 a month.
Okay.
And that is quite to the expensive side as well.
That's the expensive side?
That's the expensive side. And okay. You could live off with £200 a month.
Oh.
Yes, definitely.
And that's included accommodation, food?
Everything. Everything. But you have to be sensible with your money.
Mm.
And just use them wisely.
How should a student with no connections get connected to Egypt?
My advice is try to find someone that has already been to Egypt.
Mm.
If you can't do that, I would recommend watching the YouTube video, like I said before, and he will go through everything.
Mm.
Through everything. He will help you with accommodation, he will help you with what markets to choose, everything in general.
Mm.
But yeah, I would definitely recommend first find someone that has been to Egypt so they can give you advice. But if you can't find anyone, it's definitely go watch that YouTube video that I've recommended before.
Sure. More about it. At the end of the podcast, I like to ask you to recite an ayah to benefit me, you, and inshallah, all of the viewers.
Is it okay if I start with I recite the Surah Fatiha?
No problem.
I think that is a very important chapter.
No problem. Surah. Anything you want. Surah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
اللهم بارك Give us an ayah, inshaAllah. Any ayah you want in the whole Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
اللهم بارك. جزاك الله خير أخي.
حياكم الله.
May Allah reward you.
I mean, Wayak.
And let this be a heavy, 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 heavy weight on your scale on the day of judgment. I mean. Jazakallah khair.
Wayakum Allah.
And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.